Meet CEO Santa Claus, slim, brusque, down to business.
No, the more we pay in overtime, the less we have in our quarterly earnings. No go.
The union isn't going to like that.
So what's new? Set up a lunch with the union rep. What's his name? Pickles?
Sparkle, sir. Pickles is head of accounting.
More from there in a bit. First, though, here's what's going on, in the words of a key figure in the arrangement between Shenandoah University and Capital Arts Entertainment, Paul DeFranco. He is semi-retired from entertainment. He did a lot of music supervising, among other things, and now is a distinguished adjunct assistant professor of music production and recording technology at SU.
I thought I could escape Hollywood by coming out here, and it followed me. Some dear friends of mine said, why don't we make movies together with your students and our money? And I said, okay. How do you say no to that?
The idea is for the SU Capital Arts relationship to continue as part of the university's film program, which will have a major next fall, he said. This fall's project is directed by Blaine Weaver.
Well, we're making a film here called Santa Girl. It's a comedy, romance, family movie set in Christmas. Santa Claus has a daughter named Cassie who goes off to college, and it's kind of a cross between the movie Elf and an episode of Gilmore Girls. But hopefully it's charming and fun and Christmas happy-making.
Weaver, his producers, and his director of photography are the only experienced filmmakers on site. Aside from a few lead actors from L.A. and some local professional makeup artists, everyone else working on the film are 60-plus university students and faculty and staff.
The swiveling is okay. The swiveling is actually kind of important a little bit. You don't want to move your placement.
Weaver has written, directed, acted, can you hear Peter Pan too in his voice, and said that while working around class schedules has slowed things down, he's worked with an experienced crew before, so that's not a problem. While we were talking, it wasn't a student who interrupted. It was Barry Bostwick about his cufflinks.
Very important decision.
Yes, Barry.
Do you like those? It's cleaner.
It is cleaner. You don't like the guys?
Well, I think it's good, but it's just, it takes a while to figure out what the hell it is.
All right, well, let's change it then.
What do you think?
I defer. I think that's beautiful. And it's cleaner.
Yeah.
It'll be easier.
The director deferred to the actor. That doesn't happen very often.
When you have Barry Bostwick on the set, you listen to what he says. Yeah. See what I just did?
Bostwick was Broadway's original Danny Zuko in Grease and is known for his roles in the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Spin City. He said that working with students feels familiar.
I feel like I'm at home with my kids. I've got a 22-year-old boy and a 21-year-old daughter, and they know the basics of life, and then you just sort of have to sneak in, you know, some of the specifics.
One very involved student is Darcy Pierce.
Oh my God, it's the most incredible experience of my college career. I'm a senior, and like I get texts from the producers. Like that's insane. Like
Pierce is an acting major. She's working as director's assistant, and she appears in the film.
I played Deirdre. She's a girl that Cassie, Santa's daughter, meets at college, and is kind of like a bully.
Cassie is played by Jennifer Stone. She's been acting since she was 6. She's 24 now, and is known for being Harper on Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place.
It's cool to see the vigor of someone who isn't been jaded by the business yet. They still have stars in their eyes, and they've really gotten into the technicality of it, and they're really excited about every step of the process. That really allows me to sort of see the details again and appreciate them all over again through the student's eyes. So it's been really cool.
Back on set, Weaver focuses on a rather imposing, tall, lean Santa in a gray business suit surrounded by scurrying elves and wearing red socks.
Basically, Santa Claus has taken a harsher tone, and now he's the CEO of Kringle Industries. And so he's a businessman, except for he has this Santa Claus aspect to him. So this is the reveal of this character. So we build up a lot of suspense. We get little bits of him. We get, you know, his cufflinks and whatnot. All right, here we go, guys.
And here's more from that scene.
And Ash, union rep. What's his name? Pickles?
Sparkle, sir. Pickles is head of accounting.
Well, whatever. What elves need to make toys as much as toys need to be made.
Solid logic, sir. Sugar and spice department is having major problems with the candy canes.
That doesn't look right.
Good eyes, sir. Worldwide peppermint shortage.
I don't want any excuses.
I want results, Cottontail.
It's gumdrop, sir.
Huh? Let's get back to work, fellas.
Santa Girl is expected to be released next Christmas. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Kleimer-Kurtz.
Got it. Yeah? You fantastic?